This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Donald Trump will take oath as the 47th President of the United States this evening. The presidential oath will be held in the presence of U.S. Chief Justice John Roberts in Washington, D.C. The swearing-in ceremony is scheduled to start at 8:30 p.m. IST. J.D. Vance will be sworn in as a vice president. Several foreign leaders are expected to attend the swearing-in ceremony. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will represent India in the ceremony. Dr. Jaishankar today met Japan's Foreign Minister Takeshi Iwaya in Washington, D.C. In a social media post, he said they discussed the progress in the bilateral cooperation and developments pertaining to Quad. Dr. Jaishankar also met Foreign Affairs Minister of Australia, Penny Yong. Three Israeli women held hostage by Hamas since the 7th of October 2023 were released yesterday in Gaza as part of a new ceasefire agreement. They were transferred to Israeli authorities via the Red Cross after nearly 6 months in captivity. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praised the development while maintaining that the military stands ready to respond to any truce violations. Meanwhile, the United Arab Emirates has initiated the largest phase of operations, Chivalrous Knight 3, dispatching 20 trucks carrying over 200 tons of essential aid to Gaza. The latest convoy carried food supplies, winter clothing and basic necessities. The UAE's aid initiative includes the establishment of a field hospital in Gaza and a floating hospital in Arish, Egypt. The 55th World Economic Forum, WEF, annual meeting will begin today at Davos in Switzerland. During the five-day event, India's model of inclusive growth and digital revolution will be highlighted. Indian delegation will be spearheaded by Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, along with Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patel, Civil Aviation Minister K. Rammohan Naidu, Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan, and Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary. Today is the last date for withdrawal of nominations for Delhi Assembly elections. A total of 719 candidates are in fray for 70 seats. The highest number of 23 candidates are in New Delhi Assembly constituency, while the lowest number of 5 candidates are in Patel Nagar and Kasturba Nagar seats. The voting for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month and the counting will take place on 8th of February. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has said that efforts are on to ascertain the cause of the mysterious deaths of 17 people in Badhal village of Rajouri district in the past 45 days. Mr. Sinha said the health and other departments conducted an investigation into the matter, but the exact facts could not be ascertained. The police has formed an 11-member special investigation team and efforts have been made to ascertain the cause of the deaths. The interministerial central team has started investigations in collaboration with the local administration. The team has been assisted by experts from animal husbandry, food safety and forensic science labs. In a bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak at 9:30 tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on ensuring road safety with Mahmood Ahmed, Additional Secretary, Ministry of Road Transport and Highways, and Anil Chikara, Transport Expert. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to ask questions to experts relating to road safety, such as do's and don'ts, responsibilities of various stakeholders, such as citizens and government. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 92890940444 or post your questions on X with the hashtag AskAIR. In the Women's Hockey India League HIL, JSW Surma Hockey Club will take on Delhi SG Pipers today at the Marang Gomke Jaipal Singh Munda Hockey Stadium in Ranchi. The match is scheduled to start at 6 this evening. In the men's section, Sarchi Rar Bengal Tigers will face JSW Surma Hockey Club at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Raurkela, with the match set to begin at 8:15 in the evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.